welcome to the Feeling Lighter podcast by WeShape, where we are shedding old beliefs one episode at a time, because the bottom line is how you feel about yourself changes everything. I am with Dr. Lisa Folden today and our special guest host, Tyler, other co-founder of WeShape. And we're going to do a little series here because I want to talk about the four pillars of WeShape. I think it's really important. WeShape is paving a new path in the fitness industry, one that is, rooted in unsubscribing from toxic weight loss culture and toxic exercise culture and coming home to self and focusing on things like movement and instead of ballistic exercise. And it's basically flipping the fitness industry on its head. Right. And so when people come in, they're like, yeah, I don't want to be a part of that anymore. I felt like shit about myself, but what do I do now? And mm-hmm. we're like, well, we have these four pillars. And if you can constantly revisit the four pillars, that's how you change your relationship with your body.
Right.
And with how you relate to the exercise industry and fitness industry and diet industry. So I think the four pillars are really important because it's the path for how we shift mm-hmm. that relationship. So today we're going to focus on the pillar of movement, and we're going to talk about each of our understanding of what that means and why it's important, and sort of differentiating that between exercise and what we traditionally know to be true about how we quote unquote should be exercising.
Right.
So I'm going to have the least qualified answers.
That's not true.
I mean, come on. Lisa has a doctorate degree in physical therapy. Tyler has a tremendous amount of experience in getting people to move better in their bodies. But so I'm going to start because I feel like, is that okay with you guys?
Go ahead.
Sure.
Because I feel like you're going to have the more scientific qualified answers. So I'm going to just share what movement means to me and why I think we need to shift this perspective in how we relate to ourselves in the context of the fitness world. Movement to me, like my journey with movement was like punishment. Mm-hmm. It was pre-scheduled. It was pushing
through.
Can I
just make a nuance there that I really think is important? Your journey with exercise was punishment.
Oh, yeah. Yes, exercise. Yes. I moved into movement, mm-hmm. right? So it was all about what's the latest fad thing, how many calories can I burn, what did I eat last night, and how can I burn that off the next day, how do I exercise to get my body to look a certain way or to fit into a certain pair of pants. Like, that was my whole journey.
Yep.
And now I have transitioned into more movement-based relationship with myself and how I relate to the fitness space. And so movement to me means doing things that I actually like doing.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it means not pre-planning anything. In fact, one of my favorite questions when people come to WeShape is, how many days a week should I work out? I'm like, how on earth would you know how you're going to feel next Tuesday?
Right.
Like, it's just, it doesn't make sense to me. Mm-hmm. And before, it did make sense to me because I had planned out my whole agenda.
Right.
And if you are a planner and you like that, I'm not discouraging. This is my own journey. But
give yourself some grace on a day-to-day basis.
Yeah, give yourself grace and do things you enjoy. And once I gave myself permission to focus on movement and joy through movement, my whole world changed. The pressure left. I actually, ironically, probably move more now than I did before.
Right.
Like, I love.
For sure.
I definitely do. Mm-hmm. I love mountain bike riding. I love surfing. I love hiking. I love going on walks by the beach. I mean, I even do have desire. Like, oh, I want to do some strength training. I want to do some movement. I do the WeShape workouts. Like, I do it because I want to, not because I have to. I should.
Mm-hmm.
And I have found so much more joy, and I've connected with my body because I'm not just thinking in my mind. I'm actually dropping into my body.
Mm-hmm.
And it's shifted my whole relationship. I've been in the fitness industry for over 20 years, and literally up until 2 years ago, I hated exercise.
Wow.
And now I have fallen in love with movement. So movement is a really important pillar of WeShape, and I can personally attest to the transformation. And it's incredibly liberating. So if you're not liking it, probably shouldn't be doing it.
Mm. Ooh. That's so powerful. You mentioned some really big nuances there that I think are worth repeating. And maybe I'll just kind of share my perspective on movement while I'm going here.
We'll just go down the line.
Yeah. And one of the things you said was, when you think of exercise, you have a negative relationship with it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that for most people, that's probably the case, right? We did it to punish ourselves. We did it fueled through self-judgment-based motivation. And if we constantly fuel ourselves through self-judgment-based motivation, we're constantly living in the emotions of fear to try and get us to move forward, mm-hmm. all this negativity. And ultimately what happens is it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy, yep. right? We hate our bodies, we're going to go work out, and then we work out. And even if it changes, we still hate our bodies. We end up giving up on ourselves because we don't have that intrinsic self-worth, right?
Right.
And so that's why we chose the word movement very consciously. We don't want to say exercises and things like that at WeShape. We want to say move your body, connect with your body, be mindful with your movement, because all of those things really help you drop away from the head mm-hmm. and down into the body. Right. And the more we can connect with, like, what does this feel like when I'm doing it? Not only will that help us become stronger, more flexible, more balanced, more coordinated, but it also helps us reduce aches, pains, and injuries, and honestly, just really have a better connection with ourselves.
Yeah.
We're able to connect with ourselves and say, what do I want? What do I need? What am I missing in my self-care program right now? And like you're saying, it becomes more intuitive.
Mm-hmm.
You're not having to say, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, I do this, no mm-hmm. matter what, even if I wake up and feel like crap.
Yeah.
You can actually say, I'm going to wake up today and say, wow, I really need to stretch today.
Yeah.
And the next day, I got a lot of extra energy. I need to do a workout. And the next day, man, I'm burned. I just need to relax and do nothing. And I think it's so important to develop that relationship with self. And the second piece of this that I think is really important is that most people, when they exercise, they do so mindlessly.
Right.
Okay? You put the TV show on, you hammer away on the treadmill, you're doing the machines, the whatever, and you're in your mind, you're like, no pain, no gain, right? It's just like, how many reps can I do? How much weight can I lift? How far can I go? Like, all of those modalities are what most people think of when they think of fitness. It's like, how far can I run? How much can I lift? Whatever. And almost in all of those scenarios, we're ignoring our bodies, right? We're completely ignoring that connection with our bodies. And I will tell you straight up, I've had a lot of injuries in my life, and every single one of them came because I ignored what my body was telling me,
right?
And so it's really important to stop doing that and to start listening to your body. And that's why we really preach mindful movement. So not mindless exercise, mindful movement.
Mm-hmm.
Because ultimately, I say this on all of our social media videos, when you move your body better, you feel better in your body. And ultimately, that comes down to, what's it supposed to feel like when I put my arm overhead?
Right.
What muscles am I supposed to feel? How is it supposed to move that way? When I stand up from a chair, how am I supposed to be in good alignment with my body? How do I activate muscles properly so that I can hold my body in space and feel good in my body as I'm doing the things I want to do for as long as possible? And what I've found is that the more people get their mind centered around movement, the more their pattern shifts from self-judgment-based motivation to intrinsic motivation. They're not like, I'm going to go exercise because I hate myself.
Right.
They're like, I'm going to go move because I'm worth it.
Yeah. And I feel better.
And I feel good about myself.
Yeah.
And I'm worth taking care of. And that's hard for some people to get there. But I think that paradigm shift changes away from people needing external motivation to them just being able to do it. Because, again, if you look in the mirror each day and you say, I'm worth it, I'm worth taking care of, you make different decisions from a different place.
You do.
Absolutely.
And I want to highlight, those are all incredibly important reasons why we're choosing movement as a pillar in WeShape.
Mm-hmm.
But I want you to speak to this idea around, you know, this has been a journey in the making. It took us 2 years to make this product before we released it. And it was all centered around your realization around how there was no industry standard of quality in the fitness space.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you could speak to that for a minute before we
before we
move on, I think that would be important for people to understand.
Yeah, let me exhale once or twice on that one. There is no quality around movement. Most trainers and coaches are taught how to design programs,
mm-hmm.
right? And so what they'll do is design programs. You should do these exercises in this order for this many reps. Most of them don't really use progressive overload very well, and you just end up paying for a personal trainer who just like is a therapist that just listens to you talk while they just work you through some movements, right? But ultimately, when it comes down to learning how to feel better in your body, I believe there's a few attributes you need to work on, which is gaining strength, flexibility, balance, and coordination.
Mm-hmm.
And all of that is really centered around proper movement of the human body. And why I mentioned the trainer piece in the beginning is that almost no trainers are coached on, here's how the knee joint is supposed to move. Here are the rules by which it should move properly, and here are the rules by which if you violate them, there's a pretty good chance you're going to get injured, you're going to wear down your joints, things are going to start to hurt. And there's a handful of people that are really adept at this, mainly in like the higher athletic circles, physical therapy, things like that. And so what we wanted to do was make this accessible for people,
right?
We wanted to teach people in the simplest way possible. How do you stand up from a chair and not hurt your knees, but actually gain strength in your knees, your hips, your lower back, your core, et cetera? How do you put your arm overhead while making sure your shoulder's in a good position, right, so that you don't slowly wear down your rotator cuff inside the joint and eventually end up with arthritis and the inability to perform that movement. And then beyond that, if you've already gotten to a place of not being able to perform those movements, how do we take you back to step one and slowly make progress, which we start with mind-muscle connection. So for example, if your knees hurt and you can't stand up from a chair without feeling knee pain, the first thing we're gonna do is have you sit in a chair, push your feet down into the ground, and learn how to activate your quads and your glutes at the same time. Mm-hmm. If we can do that mind-muscle connection, you're gonna have a very low risk of getting injured because you're not moving, you're just activating muscles, and you're gonna start to build awareness of what it should feel like as you initiate that movement. From there, we start the movement and we start to use support with our arms so everything's nice and safe, while also making sure you know the cues, like knees are going the same direction as toes. Weight distribution is mainly on the heels. Your core is tight using a brace technique that we teach people in every single workout. And over time, we progressively make the movements more challenging, right, in accordance with strength, flexibility, balance, and coordination. It's not just one thing. It's all of those attributes at the same time. And when we do this, not only do people learn to move their bodies better because we're constantly reminding them of that, but they're actually sophisticating the motor patterns that they're doing. And what that allows them to do is be able to move through their daily life with more comfort and ease and for as long as humanly possible. So that style of training is absolutely beautiful when it comes to people recovering from injuries and also people just building overall capacity to move their bodies the way they want to.
I like to talk about it with people in terms of it's a sustainable way that we can look at how we are programming our workouts.
Right.
And I want to give one quick analogy because I think it's really important, because I know you two will geek out on this and I'm like, that was an incredible explanation, but I'm gonna simplify it for the non-movement experts over here. So I like to think about it like you could go to a personal trainer that got a weekend course in personal training. I could go see my good friend who's a physical therapist who could put me through a routine, who has a doctorate degree. Lisa could put me through a routine.
Yeah.
Why do I have so many friends that have a physical therapist? That's an interesting question, as I have a couple. But anyway, I could go see them and they could put me through a routine and be a very different experience. But they could both say I'm a personal trainer, right? Maybe you don't lead with maybe you're a personal trainer getting your doctorate degree, right?
Right.
So my point is, in the fitness industry, we don't have a standard for what it's like. If you went to the doctor, you're like, let me see your medical degree, right? Like, we don't really have a standard in the fitness industry. Our idea of success is, did I get a good workout?
Right.
And what we're telling
I want to clarify that. Our idea of success is, did I sweat, breathe, and feel exhausted?
Yes.
Right? That's the litmus test for whether a workout's good or not. And what I'm hearing you say is we don't have a standard for that. And I think that's a little bit off. I think that we do. It's, are you gaining strength, flexibility, balance, and coordination?
Right. It's not based off of, like, we haven't set a standard for, like, this is actually what the human body needs. Mm-hmm. We're actually setting a standard for how does the fitness industry make the most money. A lot of ways, right?
Yeah.
And, like, I don't want to discredit personal trainers. I've actually worked with a number myself, and they're incredible. Mm-hmm. But my point is that, first of all, that's not accessible to everybody. That's very expensive. And second of all, how do we know that this personal trainer is adhering to this philosophy and this one is to this philosophy and this? It's like there's no way of knowing.
No.
So WeShape is trying to make this accessible from an affordable price for everyone, so you don't have to spend $1,000 a month to have someone walk you through this.
Yep.
And we're trying to reset the standard for what we believe is actually sustainable and quality exercise programming.
Yep. Absolutely.
So just thinking about it from that lens takes the pressure off of the person who's trying to find someone who can help them. You know, it's like, okay, I see that maybe that might not be the most sustainable path for me. What do I do now? It's like, we don't have to worry about that. We're resetting the standard.
Mm-hmm.
We have physical therapists who approved our product. You can, and this is the other thing I want to really reassure our listeners, because people will hear this and they're like, oh, that's nice, but I'm not going to get a good workout. I'm like, trust me.
You'll be fine.
Absolutely.
We have scalability that will allow for that. So anyway, I just want to point that out because I don't think we even are aware of this issue.
Yeah.
We're not even aware of it.
I agree.
Before we jump over to Lisa, I just wanted to say one thing about the word you used, accessibility.
Mm-hmm.
That's incredibly important to me, to us. I think it's because so many workout programs start out by somebody going to a trainer or a class.
Yeah.
And they get hammered into the ground.
Yes.
And then they feel sore for days or they get injured. And
then
they never
come
go
see
back,
me.
Right.
Yeah.
And then they come see you.
Thrives.
Exactly. Yeah. And I just want people to realize, like, what we do at WeShape is we take more steps back than most programs.
Yeah.
Mm.
We'll be back in just a moment.
As a reminder, the Feeling Lighter podcast is a part of WeShape, a fitness app that is taking a very different approach. And I wanted to let everyone know about our upcoming Best Moves for You masterclass that WeShape is hosting that you can sign up for free. Take a look at weshape.com/class or click the link in the show notes.
And now back to the Feeling Lighter podcast.
Start with foundational movement pieces like connecting with your body, mind-muscle connection, mobility drills, basic drills to teach you how to move your body, and then we expand from there. And if at any point in that journey something happens, maybe you fall and you land on your hip, we have the capacity to go backwards and facilitate almost a program that feels like a post-PT style program that you could be using. And so it's very accessible. Our lowest level movements are things that people can do while lying in bed who can't even sit up in bed.
Yeah.
And our highest level movements are very athletic and explosive and powerful. And so there's everything in between, and all of the workouts are personalized to each individual user.
I remember when you did all the filming for all the levels.
It was a lot.
I was like, wait, you have to do the top? Like, you have to go all the way into the highest level? And I think you came home and would sit in baths of ice, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, well,
you
we were tried to get like a lot of video.
It was a lot.
Done.
So anyway, we're going to debunk the whole, I'm not going to get a good workout. You will.
Yeah.
But it's just we're flipping the industry on its head and saying, maybe we need to have a new perspective for how we're approaching exercise and movement.
No.
And we believe it's movement-based.
Yeah, and it's not a maybe. It is, we need it. Because, again, as a physical therapist, I got a huge handful of patients from personal trainers. And, again, no knock to any specific personal trainers. One of my dear friends is a personal trainer, and he is overly educated on how to help people move more productively and sustainably. So, but it's not a requirement.
Yeah.
This is education that he went after.
Yes.
You know what I mean? So,
and how would you know that?
How would you know that?
And you wouldn't even think. So it's like, that's why I'm like, we're simplifying
and
it for everyone.
The industry
here
is so toxic that most people choose their trainers based on what their bodies look like, if we're being very
honest.
That's
right. And most trainers are ex-athletes who were genetically gifted.
They got. That was their genetic lottery situation.
Yeah.
But so it's very misleading. So you're right. People wouldn't know that. But a part of the reason that I believe in WeShape and why I'm here even is because of the way the workouts are set up and because of the focus on movement and connection to your mind and body and understanding the risk of injury and why it's important to be flexible. You know, we're not on here how can we go to the next level? What's next? It's about being sustainable, doing things that make sense for your body today and not beating yourself up because you're not on level 21, after a few weeks. That's the thing.
Yeah, we're not
giving
praise for going up in levels.
Exactly.
It's just it's a neutral thing. If you want a more complex movement, just scale up.
Absolutely.
Right? So it's not about this gamification. It's about just actually giving you what your body wants and needs.
What your body wants and needs at any given moment, and recognizing and respecting that will be different from day to day and minute to minute. And so for me, my journey with exercise, very, very similar to yours, Katie, it was all about punishment. How can I force my body to somehow get smaller? And then if it gets close to what I want, maybe maintain that size. But then you get obsessed and you're like, no, I just need to get a little smaller. And so that was the cycle for me. I have probably from the years 2015, after I had my youngest son, to 2018, I have more pictures of my body in the mirror, in the same, to mark progress than anything else. Than any child. Me. It's my body. That's what I was doing. The purpose of my exercise was to make sure my body was shrinking.
Was to receive external validation.
Absolutely.
And feel good about yourself.
Absolutely. Yeah. And then even when I got the external validation, it still wasn't enough.
Mm-hmm.
I just need a little bit more. So had a very toxic relationship with exercise. And so now for me, movement literally means what you said. Things that I enjoy, that invoke joy and happiness in me, that just happen to require my body to move. And sometimes those things are sitting.
Resting.
Resting.
You know? Yeah. But sometimes I'm sitting and doing a movement. It doesn't have to look like this highly athletic,
structured
purpose. I was very much a scheduler. And so now it is about how can I do some movement with my body that makes me feel good and that I like to do what I call layering or double duty. I want something that's going to help my body, but then how can it impact my mental health? Okay, that might be a walk because of the fresh air. I love to see the birds. Or maybe I'm going to meet up with a friend and do something because I like the camaraderie and the socialization and the communication and the community, which I know is another pillar we'll get into. But that, when I can make something, get myself more bang for my buck, where I'm getting a lot out of this, it's not just the physical exercise piece, I am super, super happy and fulfilled. So movement is about adding to my life, bringing more joy, and giving me more access to, you know, my environment and the people around me. And it's a game changer when you shift from, like, what can I do to punish myself today to look smaller, to what can I do to make myself feel good and joyful and happy. So
I love that.
Well, I hope everyone listening can understand. I mean, this is a big concept. We have all been conditioned and trained to think about exercise in a very specific way. Mm-hmm. And the container that it lives in the fitness industry just constantly reinforces that.
Right.
So here we are trying to flip that on its head and offer a new path that we believe is more sustainable, that we believe helps people actually feel good in their body, mm-hmm. that takes the pressure off, that is filled with more ease and joy, and also tons of qualified individuals who are supporting sort of the programming side of it. Like, right. It's like you could just push play and rest assured that we have the science behind why we're doing what we're doing. So I hope everyone can digest this a little bit and think about their relationship with movement, mm-hmm. and how we
think
can.
Everybody should abandon that word exercise, yeah. and mm-hmm. that self-judgment, and yeah. really show up for themselves.
That's
because
the goal.
Moving Absolutely. Your body makes you feel good, and you're worth it.
That's mm-hmm. pillar one here at WeShape. Mm-hmm. So thank you so much for listening, and we will see you for pillar two.
Thank you so much for listening, and we hope you enjoyed today's show. Now, before you go, it would mean a lot to us if you could take a moment right now to subscribe to the podcast and then leave us a review. This helps spread the word so more people can feel lighter by shedding one belief at a time. Also, we want to hear from you. So if this episode impacted you or you have any questions that you think would be great for us or any of our future guests, please feel free to email us at podcast@weshape.com. And finally, if you want to try WeShape's different approach to health and fitness, remember that right now you can sign up for WeShape's Feel Good Challenge and get access to everything WeShape has to offer for free. Just click the link in our podcast description or go to weshape.com/challenge to sign up.